about every musical instrument you can think of.
Oh, really?
In fact, it's just amazing that he should have been satisfied so long in such a position.
A paragon, indeed.
But this paragon has one fault. He's a bit of a Don Juan.
Ah.
It was all right when he was married, but since he's been a widower, we've had no end of trouble with him. A few months ago, we were in hopes that he was about to settle down again, for he became engaged to Rachel Howells.
And she is?
Our second housemate. Yeah. But he has since thrown her over for another. Rachel, who is a very good girl, but of an excitable Welsh temperament.
Ah, the Welsh.
Yes. She had a sharp touch of brain fever. Now she goes about the house, or did until yesterday, like a black-eyed shadow of her former self. That was our first drama at Helston. May I have a cigarette?
No, my dear fellow. Please, help yourself.
Thank you.
I'll join you. You say that was the first drama.
Yes, but the second came to drive it from our minds, and it was prefaced by the disgrace and dismissal of Brunton. One day, last week, Thursday night to be more exact, I just couldn't sleep. Rather foolishly, I'd taken a cup of strong café noir after my dinner. About 2 in the morning, I gave up the struggle and went to fetch the novel I'd left in the billiard room. Having descended a flight of stairs and reached the head of the passage leading to the gun room, you can imagine my surprise when I looked down the corridor and saw a glimmer of light coming from the open door of the library. Naturally, my first thought was of burglars. So, having armed myself with one of the old weapons that decorate the walls, I tiptoed down the passage and peeped in at the open door. Brunton was sitting there in an easy chair, fully dressed, with a slip of paper which looked like a map upon his knee.
A map?
I stood dumb with astonishment, watching him from the darkness. Suddenly, he rose from the chair, walked over to a bureau, unlocked it, and took out a second paper from one of the drawers. Then he returned to his seat and began to study it with minute attention.
What is the meaning of this, Brunton?
Who? Oh, Mr. Musgrave, sir, I was...
You choose to examine our family documents like some thief in the night. Do you have an explanation?
That is no, sir.
So, this is how you repay the trust we have reposed in you. You will leave my service tomorrow.
But, sir, Mr. Musgrave...
That will be all. Did you hear me, Brunton?
Yes, sir. But, Mr. Musgrave, sir, I can't bear disgrace, sir. I've always been proud above my station in life, and disgrace would kill me. My blood will be on your head, sir. It will, indeed, if you drive me to despair. If you cannot keep me after what is past, then for God's sake, let me give you notice and leave in a month, as if of my own free will. I could stand that, Mr. Musgrave, but not to be cast out before all the folk that I know so well.
You don't deserve such consideration. Your conduct has been most infamous. However, as you have been a long time in the family, I have no wish to bring public disgrace upon you. A month, however, is too long. Take yourself away in a week, and give what reason you like for going.
Only a week, sir? A fortnight, say at least a fortnight.
A week. And you may consider yourself to have been very leniently dealt with.
Very good, sir.
Good night, Mr. Musgrave.
Tell me, what was on the paper Brunton took from the bureau?
Well, that's what was so odd about the whole business. It was nothing of any importance at all.
Let me be the judge of its significance.
Of course. It was simply a copy of an old observance called the Musgrave Ritual. It is a ceremony peculiar to our family, which over the centuries each Musgrave has gone through on his coming of age.
I see. Please, go on.
For 2 days after this, Brunton was most assiduous in his attention to his duties. I made no allusion to what had passed and waited with some curiosity to see how he would cover his disgrace. On the third morning, however, he did not appear after breakfast to receive my instructions for the day. As I left the dining room, I happened to meet the maid, Rachel Howells.
Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, sir.
Rachel, is there something wrong?
No, Mr. Musgrave, sir.
Let me take a look at you.
I'm quite well, sir.
Not in my book. You're dreadfully pale. I'm not so sure you've recovered from that illness of yours. You'd better take yourself off to bed. Come back to your duties when you're stronger.
I'm strong enough, Mr. Musgrave.
We'll see what the doctor says. You must stop work now. And when you go downstairs, just...